Halloween, the most wonderful night of the year, when goblins and ghouls torment your doorstep.
Remember, in the course of discussing movies, the host will spoil plots. You've been warned. Listen to their screams.
Greetings, ghouls and creeps, and happy Halloween! And welcome to Listen to Their Screams, the fourth annual Screams Family Halloween special. As always, this is the podcast that feels like you're chatting with friends. I am one of your friends, Dave. We're joined, as always, by our other friend, Ike. Ike, happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
Woo-hoo. We made it again. This is the pinnacle of the year for those of us who enjoy horror and spooky movies. But remember our motto, it's not a one-day-a-year thing. We enjoy Spooktober and all this stuff year-round. So while the rest of the world is just catching up with us today, make sure you do enjoy this all year-round. On this episode, Ike, we do have the wives that will be joining us to play our annual trivia. We've done this the last couple of years, where the wives have come up with some trivia questions for us. And you and I will go head-to-head again in a trivia contest in a Halloween, holidays-spirited type thing. It's all for good fun. But they will be joining us soon. So, Ike, anything you have planned for Halloween? Anything you're going to do today to celebrate the holiday? What is on Ike's agenda for Halloween?
Well, I got to work on Halloween a little bit.
Yeah, me too.
But... Yeah. Afterwards, I plan on eating nachos. We're having nachos, big old nacho tray. And then we're going to watch some spooky movies. And then we're going to hopefully hand out some candy, assuming that we get trick-or-treaters in our neighborhood.
Yeah, that's right. Is this your first Halloween there in the homestead?
Yep, this is our first Halloween in the homestead. Last year, we bought the house in November right after Halloween.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And again, that's ours too, right? In a totally different area, new area. Where we used to live, we never got trick-or-treaters. We got one trick-or-treater in 6 years, and one of our sons scared them off. Whatever. So we're hoping for some trick-or-treaters as well, because I do love seeing costumes and handing out candy. So we'll see. We will report on our turnout. I feel like trick-or-treating is just not as prominent as it used to be, and that makes me a little sad.
Yeah, it's a lot different nowadays. I definitely feel like it's changed over the years. The culture around Halloween is a little bit different, and when I was a kid, it was big on going out and going to people's houses. But I feel like a lot of people do like trunk-or-treats and stuff like that now.
Yeah. Well, I'm still hoping there's a few out there that get out and get to our area, because I would love to see some costumes and hand out some candy tonight on Halloween. Yes, again, I will watch some spooky stuff as well. We usually do kind of appetizer-y type stuff. And stuff like that, just kind of laid back, enjoy. I mean, again, I watch horror movies all year round. So it's it's another Friday for us. But no, it is fun. I do enjoy Halloween very much. And, we always watch The Great Pumpkin on Halloween. Which I'm very much looking forward to that. I'm a huge Peanuts fan, so. But we would love to hear from everybody out there on what your holiday traditions are. What do you do? What do you have? Anything that's unique? And just what do you do to celebrate the holiday? Hit us up on social media and let us know your stories. I'm fascinated by that. Right, I love people and their holiday traditions and how they celebrate holidays. So. Very much looking forward to hearing from everybody. Hopefully everybody has a very fun and safe and happy Halloween. Again, and hopefully this will be part of that celebration every year, just like a good old Halloween television special that you used to always tune into to watch around Halloween. Hopefully the Screams Family Halloween special has just become part of your tradition. This is our fourth one. Hard to believe we've got that far. But yes, like we said, joining us on this episode are our wives, Monica and Kayla. We're going to play trivia with the wives. Well, we're going to play trivia against each other. They have the trivia. They're asking us the trivia questions. So we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we will have the wives joining us for that special Halloween trivia game. So stick around.
You don't really know much about Halloween. You thought no further than the strange custom of having your children wear masks and go out begging for candy. It was the start of the year in our old Celtic lands, and we'd be waiting in our houses of wattles and clay. The barriers would be down, you see, between the real and the unreal. And the dead might be looking in to sit by our fires of turf. Halloween. The festival of Samhain. The last great one took place 3,000 years ago when the hills ran red with the blood of animals and children. Sacrifices. Part of our world. Our craft.
Witchcraft.
To us, it was a way of controlling our environment. It's not so different now. It's time again. In the end, we don't decide these things, you know. The planets do. They're in alignment, and it's time again. The world's going to change tonight, Doctor. I'm glad you'll be able to watch it. Happy Halloween.
All right, and welcome back to Listen to Their Screams. It is time for the trivia portion of the Screams Family Holiday Special. And joining us are the quote-unquote what we call the wives, because they are. First up, we have Monica. How are you, Monica?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
To be determined. And then also joining us, of course, is Ike's wife, Kayla. Kayla, how are you?
I'm doing good.
All right, Monica, remember to let Kayla talk today. And we'll see how this goes.
Okay.
This is the portion, though, like I said, it's trivia. This is where Monica and Kayla have each come up with 10 trivia questions for us. And these could be it's anything that can involve the spooky season. It can be holiday related, holiday trivia related. It can be horror movie related. Just as long as it fits into the theme of the Halloween season. So it can be a nice potpourri of types of questions. They are going to alternate asking their questions. Ike and I each get a chance to answer, and whoever has the most right out of the 20 questions when we're done will be declared this year's Screams Family Halloween Trivia Champion. All I have to say is Ike's won every fucking thing. Every trivia contest, he's already, I mean, 2 months ago, he locked in our Stump the Co-Host trivia for this year. He wins them all. I need a fucking feather in my cap. So I need to win this thing today. So.
Okay.
Happy fucking Halloween. I better win. No, I'm just joking. Let's just have a good time here. All right, then let's begin. Monica, Kayla, which one of you are going to ask first?
We'll go age before beauty. So that would be me.
Okay. Monica, first question for us is what?
So as everyone knows, black cats are heavily represented in Halloween lore. The reason is a belief that started back in the Middle Ages. What is that reason?
So real quick, before either of us answer, I just realized whoever answers first is at
I know it's
somewhat of an inherent disadvantage. Why don't we text our answers to the person who's not asking the question?
That's a good idea.
They can read our answers. That way we do them confidentially. And then that way, you know.
Yes. All right. I just hope none of these questions are like essay questions. obviously can't use text to type right now.
Yes, there is a specific reason why it's black cats that are so heavy in Halloween lore.
Yeah, well, I don't really know, but I got to guess. So I have texted my answer to Kayla.
You got it.
Come on, Ike.
And I have also texted my answer to Kayla.
Okay. All right. So she has the proof. We will now vocalize them. Okay, Monica. I am going to say that it is because they represented recently dead souls.
That is incorrect.
I said black cats were seen as being related to witches.
Yeah, I'll give that to you. They believed that witches avoid
Fuck.
detection by turning themselves into black cats.
Yeah.
God Sorry, Dave.
damn.
I really.
I cannot get a fucking home team advantage for anything.
I mean, we watch Hocus Pocus all the time, so I thought you might actually get that one.
I watch Hocus Pocus once a year, not all the time.
Oh, well. All right, Kayla, you up.
Okay. What was the original name for candy corn? Ooh.
Oh, I have heard this before. Man, I like candy corn, so why don't I should know this.
I have texted my answer to Monica.
I'm shooting a guess, but I texted mine as well. All right.
Okay, Kayla, let's hear it.
No,
Oh,
that's
wait,
not how we
oh,
do this.
that's right. That's right. I am
Okay, whoa.
hoping, just so you know, I would be happy with either of these answers being correct.
Just for the re we're not even 10 minutes in and you've tried to take control of this and
I
become both.
know. I
You're
know.
just ask questions and just follow my lead. I'm the game show host here, even if I am participating. I'm Bob fucking Barker here. All right. No, we both have our answers in. Ike, what was your answer?
I said candy teeth? Question mark.
Okay. My guess was spooky wax.
It's neither of those, but I do really like them. The answer is chicken feed.
Really? Oh, I like that.
I see that correlation, but damn. Okay. Well, I didn't come back
All
there,
right.
so let's go on to Monica's question number two.
Well, you know what? We'll stick with the theme of candy corn because I have one, two. From top to bottom, name the candy corn colors.
No.
Ooh, intriguing.
Wait, nobody's eating candy corn right now, right?
No, not presently. I mean, I like candy corn, but I prefer the candy pumpkins, the mellow cream
Oh,
pumpkins. They're
yeah.
good.
Right, my answer's in.
Got it.
It's in my number. I'm not sure if
Got
I feel
it.
confident on
Okay.
All right. I guessed white, yellow, and then orange.
Isaac?
I guessed white, orange, and then yellow.
Isaac is correct.
Oof.
Fuck.
It's not.
Are you cheating on his behalf?
No.
Because he's got two right and they're both your questions.
Well,
Fine.
I don't know.
We'll talk about this later.
We can talk about it later.
All right, it is time for Kayla's question number two.
Okay, I feel confident, Dave, that you got this one. Okay.
Don't say that.
You do. I
Every
believe
time
in
Isaac says that when we play trivia, I get it wrong.
you.
Balls. All
Okay.
right. That's a lot of pressure. Here we go.
What is the top Halloween candy in the USA?
Oh. Well. My answer's in.
My answer is also in.
All
All
right.
right.
I think it is clearly Reese's Cups. Isaac?
I
I'm
also
sorry.
said Reese's Cups.
I just jumped in the room.
That is correct.
Yeah.
All right.
As
Well,
well it as well it should be.
you're on the board, but with one, but Isaac has three.
I'm aware of the score.
Okay. Just wanted to, give you a heads up. All
Sure.
right. In the movie Jeepers Creepers, he comes out to feed every how many years?
Ooh.
I think I know. I don't know. My answer's
Okay.
in. It's kind of a guess, but I'm not sure because I don't remember. I don't know.
Yeah, my answer's in too. I
I
feel
got
like I
him.
remember it, but
Okay, since I jumped first, Ike, what was your answer?
27 years.
My guess was 27 years as well.
Well, you guys were in the right kind of number-ish, but it was 23.
23.
But you know, when I was looking up questions, there is something in horror movies where it's every 27 years. I can't remember what it was now. So you guys aren't just crazy.
That's it.
Yeah,
Is it?
Pennywise comes
Yeah.
out 27 years. That's right.
Okay. I knew there was something. That number was like stuck in
No.
my head as soon as you said it.
Well, I mean that number immediately popped to mind, so maybe that's why.
Well, and we all have it on the brain since Welcome to Derry starts tonight.
Oh, true.
As we're taping. So
Yeah. Yeah.
it will by time people are hearing this, I will believe probably the second episode might be. No, not, it won't. Just the first episode. Anyway, okay, let's move on. Kayla, your third question.
Okay, so I don't know how we want to do this one because it's a number. So do we want to do whoever is the closest without going over? And then if both of you are over, then no one gets a point.
Yes, that gives me more of a fighting chance.
Okay. The question is, what percentage of Americans say Halloween is their favorite holiday?
Ooh.
Ooh, intriguing. Ooh. Man, that's an interesting one. All right. I gotta
I sent
guess
mine
then.
ordered.
This is kind of a shot in the dark. I don't know. I could oof. All right, Ike, what was your guess?
So I didn't want to go too high, but I didn't want to go too low. So I went with 43%.
Okay, well, I guessed 57%.
You both are very wrong. The
Oh.
answer is 23%. So
What?
nobody gets a point.
Dang.
Those people,
Is it that overwhelmingly Christmas?
the
I
other
would assume so.
77% are wankers.
I love Christmas too, but to me, it's a close to an even split between the two, depending on where I'm at. That's weird.
Right.
What the fuck else is gonna hop in there? Arbor Day or something? I mean, that's.
Listen,
Right.
I'm a huge fan of Earth Day.
That's right.
All
All
right.
right. So it's Monica's third one. Is this your fourth question? Is that right?
Yes, fourth question.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so during World War II, basically, there was nothing Halloween-y because there was sugar rationing. In 1947, that ended. But, you know, it was still like kind of a dark time and all that stuff. There was one comic strip that was credited with repopularizing Halloween. Which one was it?
A comic strip.
Yes.
Around 47, sometime in that late
Well, it was
40s.
about, yeah, it was about 4 years after, 3 or 4 years after the sugar rationing ended. So late 40s, maybe 1950, 51.
Well, damn. I'm just going to take a complete guess. All right, my answer's in.
My answer is also in.
I got him.
Okay, so I guess the little Abner. Ike, what'd you
And
guess?
I guessed peanuts.
Well, it wouldn't be
And
peanuts were not around in the late that time.
well, actually, they were.
Well,
And
what time?
in 1951,
You.
three strips during that time featured the characters in ghost outfits, and they said they were getting ready to go, quote, Halloween ghosting.
And you said around 1947.
No, I believe I said that's when the rationing started, and it was like
No,
3 to
I
4 years
specifically asked
after.
a comic strip around 47 or the late 40s, and you said Yes, about 4 years after the sugar rationing stopped.
Okay, what is 4 years after 47? You literally just proved I'm correct.
I literally have just proved you're biased.
By what? Math doesn't have bias. 47 plus 4 is 1951.
You're
It
damn
doesn't
straight.
matter if I'm doing the math or if someone else
No, you're
is.
damn straight. Math doesn't have a bias. Your explanation of math does.
You're.
Forget it. I don't like your questions. I don't like the way you play the game. You're biased and a cheater. Because I would have said peanuts, but because you said around 47, I thought, nope, there were no peanuts yet.
That is not what I said.
Kayla, your fourth question, please.
Okay. What percentage of Americans believe that ghosts exist?
Won't you ask me what percentage of people are mad at their wives?
I think we know.
Okay, ghosts exist. I have my theories on this one. All right, my answer's in.
Okay, I got him.
All right, Ike, what'd you guess?
I said this might be too high. I said 60%.
Well, I thought it was also high. I guess 62%.
Both wrong again. The
That's
answer is 41%.
go hard.
Those people, everybody else just needs to be checked for their crazy.
I mean, I don't want to like get too far into this, but like 90% of the world believes in some form of organized religion, and most of those religions have the idea that the supernatural and afterlife exists. So,
That apparently they think they don't stick around at all.
I guess not.
oh yeah, don't tell a Christian that Jesus was a ghost if he came back because they get upset.
I think you would be classified more as a zombie.
A ghoul.
There was no body in that tomb. Yeah. So, I don't know. I thought it was going to be like surprisingly high for some reason. This is what I thought it would be. I thought it would be shockingly high. That's why I went a little high.
Same.
But I probably wouldn't went quite that low. Anyway, so, all right, Monica, ask your fifth question. Isaac, you got it right. Let's go on. No. All right, go ahead, ask it.
Okay. I do just want to revisit that. I said 4 years, and then I said, 50, 51, and the peanuts started in early October of 1950. So regardless, I was correct. But anyway, moving on to my
Wasn't
next question.
47.
That's because that's when the sugar rationing ended.
Would you just ask your fifth
Okay.
question, please? You're not going to change my opinion on what you did. This is a forever grudge. Literally, if you pass before me, this will be brought back up over your deathbed.
I guess there are weirder things.
It will be in your eulogy, and it will be in your obituary, and it will probably be on any memorial stone you have if you have one.
All right. So in the movie The Silence of the Lambs, there are two serial killers. Who are they?
All right, my answer's in.
Give me a second. I'm trying to. No, there's one obvious one, and there's a second one that I'm like drawing the blank on. It's, oh, crap.
Just take the L, man, and give me my moment. You're already whooping my ass.
All right, so
Got it.
whatever.
Are you in? Okay, then I'll go first. I believe it was Hannibal Lecter and Buffalo Bill.
So I said Hannibal Lecter and Wild Bill, but that's not it.
Wait! Monica has to make the call because who knows?
Wild Bill was a cowboy and not a serial killer. So Isaac does not get the point.
You can't even say I do. You
Well,
can't phrase it that way.
you get the point. Listen, I was actually even going to give a hint of it rubs the lotion on its skin or else it
Why
gets the hose again.
would you give a hint on a question that I clearly was gonna know?
It was a joke. God, chill out, man. All right, so we
All your
are
jokes are biased.
all right now we are sitting with Isaac with 4, Dave with 2.
And a very unfunny wife. She has no good jokes.
Well, it's a good
All
thing I'm
right.
not a comedian.
But you keep trying to be. All right, Kayla. Well, is it fifth question we're on here?
Yep.
All right, lay it on us.
Why do we trick or treat?
Because I like candy.
I'm sitting over here like, because like 73% of America is obese.
How do I explain my thoughts on this one?
I got mine in.
Isaac thinks we're playing Jeopardy because often he gives me his answers in the form of a question.
I just out of
Bunch
nature, I'm like, this
of...
guy.
Yeah. All right, Ike, what did you say?
I said it was seen as an offering to the spirits.
Okay, well, that's kind of similar to what I said. I said to appease Sam. Saw, I say it, Samhain. Samhain.
Yeah.
Everybody says Samhain, but it ain't how you pronounce it. So,
Okay, so both of those are incorrect.
of course.
This says it was as a way for homeowners to reward pranksters for not vandalizing their homes on Halloween.
Oh,
Oh,
smart.
we tried to be deeper and go back to origins on it.
Yeah, you guys were overthinking it way too much.
It was literally just to try to make the brats not be assholes.
Sure.
Well, you have to remember what you guys are talking about. They actually, isn't that where they left the food on the porch?
Yeah,
Possible.
but yes, it is. But I believe that's kind of what people say evolved into the trick or treat concept. But
Used to leave porch food on my porch, the neighbors would take it.
of course, like it all, it ends up getting commercialized and whatever.
All
So, all
right. Our
right,
next.
Monica, question number six.
In the first Final Destination movie, where were they flying?
Whoa. Shit. I'm gonna literally say I have no idea. I'm just gonna take a guess at this one. I don't remember that. Can I ask, are we, is it a city specifically?
Yes.
Okay.
So I got mine in.
Well, good for you.
It
I don't know. I don't know why I'm thinking on it. I don't know. Fuck it. Here's my guess. Okay, I'm ready. I guessed Miami.
I guessed Paris, France.
Oui, mon chéri. Paris, France.
Are you for real?
Because at the end of the movie, they end up in Paris, and
Yeah.
one of them dies by a sign from a
Oh
co
yeah.
what, like a coffee shop, I think, falling
Been
on
so long since I watched the first Final Destination.
All right.
Right, Kayla, question number six.
Okay, what year did It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown first air? Aww.
God damn, I should know this right off the top of my head. Let
You've
me
been
see.
watching Peanuts for like 2 weeks now.
I have, but I haven't watched that yet. Man, I've got two guesses in my head. Oof, oof, oof da, oof da, oof da. Okay, I'm gonna go with this one.
I would say whoever's closest, so that way.
Are you trying to give him a head start?
Well, I just realized that some of these number guessing ones, I mean, if no one gets a point, then.
Then no one gets a point.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I know, right? Do
She's like,
you
no
guys both want
participation trophies.
participation trophy when we're done?
Damn.
I would never, ever request such a thing from you.
I
All right, Mike, what did you guess?
guessed 1963.
I guess 1957.
It was 66.
Ooh, I didn't think it was that late.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Interesting. Okay. All
So
right.
I got the point, right? Closest without going over.
No, we said no participation trophies.
I think we're all, I think we're only going to do that in the percentage ones.
Gotcha. Okay.
I think the percentage is a little harder, especially some of these questions, man. Apparently, everyone doesn't believe what we believe.
I know.
Apparently, we want to think that the whole world is listening to us and believes with us, but
All right. Which,
Monica, go
yeah.
ahead. Go.
Which U.S. state produces the most pumpkins?
That is an intriguing question. Fuck if I know. Just gonna guess. Again.
Yeah, it's 1 in 50.
I was gonna say we have a 1 in 50 chance, I guess.
Well, I think you can eliminate a couple pretty quick.
Yeah. There's
All
no
right.
pumpkins in Alaska.
Probably not grown, no. All right, Ike, what did you guess?
This is a complete shot in the dark. I said Oregon.
Well, I guessed Wisconsin.
Illinois.
I figured it was somewhere in the Midwest. I don't know why, but or that central in the US, whatever. You know what I mean? Okay. What number question are we on right now?
Seven.
Seven.
Seven. Okay, Kayla, question number seven.
What was the original proposed name for the movie Beetlejuice?
Original proposed name for Beetlejuice. Michael Keaton in a mask scares the shit out of people.
I was thinking a little weird. Jumpy man in a striped suit. But that would be a lot to put on a poster.
I don't know what this is. So,
Yeah, I didn't know there was another name that was floated.
let's see what I can create, think of here. Yeah, we'll just take a shot. Total guess. Not gonna be right, but what the fuck?
Yeah, I was gonna say, trying to remember what do they call like the place that they go to when they go in the underworld. It's like okay, I have a good guess. Okay, I just something whatever.
Okay, so my guess, completely just random, is called Home in the Afterlife. Totally dumb. I have no idea. Ike, what was your guess?
My guess was like How to Be Dead or something like that, because wasn't there that book?
Like the book, yeah.
The name that was supposed to be proposed for it was called House Ghosts.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a good thing they changed that. That's not very good.
Yeah. No.
Not
Yeah.
very marketable. Okay, so Monica, question eight. Is that correct?
Who directed the original? The Hills Have Eyes.
Dude.
That's not that
Dude, layup.
hard, I
I say that shit and I'll probably get it wrong, but no, I don't think so. I think we actually just had the anniversary of this on the show not too long ago.
I thought we did.
All
I
right.
thought so too.
Are you in, Ike?
I'm in.
Okay, so I answered Wes Craven.
I too answered Wes Craven.
And you're both correct.
All right. At least we can get those right. Those are the ones we should be, I guess. I mean, we don't talk
Okay.
about trick or treating, so I guess if we get the movie ones right, we're in good shape.
Here
All right, sorry, Kayla. Go ahead. Question
go.
number eight.
What is the name of the haunted hotel in The Shining?
Ooh, this one I know.
I don't know.
Balls. I keep trying to picture that picture that's in the movie where it says something ballroom, and I have no idea. I'm just gonna guess because I'm shooting a complete blank in this. No idea.
I want to guess after you guys.
Ike, are you in?
Yep, I'm in.
All right, Ike, what'd you guess?
I guess the Evergreen Hotel.
I guess Starlight,
I
Monica.
guess the Stanley House.
All wrong.
Darn it.
The answer is the Overlook Hotel.
Overlook.
Ah,
That's it. Oh. Well, I just said it was bragging on her cred, and now we do that. All right. Monica, question nine.
oh man, I was
What?
wrong because that's the hope. The Stanley House is what inspired it.
You're not playing the game, quit worrying about it. Ask
Well,
us
drove
question
me
number one.
nuts. Okay, so this one I think you both can get if you just put a little thought into it.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
What is another name for a pumpkin seed? In fact, in most of the world, they're called this.
I think I know. Sometimes when you look at packaging, they call it something
Yep.
differently.
I don't recall anything being on the packaging. I don't think I looked that close. I'm just like, ooh, pumpkin seeds.
Oh, okay. I think I have it.
Yeah, sure. Here we go. I have no idea. I have a guess in.
I have a guess in as well.
Got it.
My guess was that they are called spitters.
I could be 100% wrong. I think they're called pepitas.
That is correct. Now, I will tell you that there are some differences between them because one typically comes from hullus pumpkin varieties and the other doesn't, but they do both come from a variety of pumpkin. But pepitas is correct.
That's stupid.
Oh,
All right, Kayla, question number nine.
according to Rotten Tomatoes, what is the scariest horror movie of all time?
I have my answer.
I have mine as well.
Okay, Ike, what'd you say?
I will clarify, I don't think this is the scariest horror movie of all time, but I see this all over the place. But usually they say Sinister.
Okay, I guess the Exorcist.
The answer is The Exorcist.
Oh my gosh, Dave, you
Ooh.
got one by yourself.
Yeah, not one of your questions where I got a fighting chance. See how fair play works?
My gosh. If I was going to cheat, wouldn't I cheat for my husband?
No. No, you would not.
Okay. All right. So my last question is, which horror movie franchise has the most sequels? Direct sequels.
No remakes,
No
none of
remakes, no
that.
reboots, nothing like that. Where basically it was Billy Bob's movie one all the way to Billy Bob's movie 10.
I feel like I've seen this come up before.
Yeah.
I will give you one hint.
What's that?
It has 15 direct sequels.
Jesus Christ.
If
You
that
know,
helps.
I don't know. I'm going to take a shot here. All right, my answer's in.
I feel like it was wrong, but I have my answer in as well.
All right. I guessed Hellraiser. Ike, what'd you guess?
I guessed Halloween.
It is actually the 1988 movie Witchcraft.
What?
Yep,
I
it
don't
was a
think I've ever
movie
seen
from
that.
88, and the oops. Witchcraft series started in 88, has 15 direct sequels, and the last time that anything came out was in 2017. They released Witchcraft 14, Angel of Death, Witchcraft 15, Blood Rose, and Witchcraft 16, Hollywood Coven simultaneously. Obviously, direct to video.
So they released 15 movies in 15 years.
Yes, they did.
Those got to be high quality.
Well, you know
Hey.
what's really, really funny about the witchcraft movies is that when you look at the budgets, I don't think a single one went over six figures.
I don't even I'm not even familiar with the like the first or any of them, so interesting.
Really? Not even the first one?
No. Where would I have heard of this movie?
Well, when it came out in 88, it actually wasn't bad. I mean, it's about
Witches.
well, a woman finds out that her husband and mother-in-law, she's pregnant, and they're going to use the child to bring about the end of the world. They're both evil witches. The first one's not horrible. I mean, you know, it's like not great, but
Is this
the
not
the
what I
reason
mean? Is it just trying to rip off the Omen?
a little bit, but I will tell you the reason this even came to mind for me. They've announced that this past summer that they're going to that they'll be putting out a 17th installment.
So this is the witchcraft from you said 1988, right?
Yeah, I think
Directed by Rob Sparrow.
Was it? I think so.
Rob Sparrow.
Well, Sparrow, but apparently, fun fact about that movie, Mr. Skin, which is a very interesting website, posted the top 10 horror series with the most female nude scenes. Witchcraft had the most with 77.
Nice.
The next most was Friday the 13th with 49.
And I just need to know, were any of these naked people men, or is it just all of the boob shots?
Well, I said female nude scenes, so
Oh, there we go. No.
I'm.
The male nude scenes are like now. They're happening now.
Yeah.
They're at what was the one? What was it? The 28
Say,
years later?
yeah, say, yeah, 28 years later had one.
I mean that dude was packing too.
Yeah.
Together had one
Well,
too.
yeah, it was.
Yeah.
My favorite nude man scene, it was only a butt shot, but Jensen Ackles and the boys was pretty good. Soldier Boy.
Okay.
Well, that
All right.
wasn't
We
the
went from witchcraft to that. So, all right, Kayla, your final question.
Okay, I think this should also be closest without going over.
Okay.
So, in the movie A Quiet Place, what is the total amount of time of dialogue in the whole movie?
Like words spoken, or you said amount, you said time.
Yeah, like how much time is the dialogue in the movie of like people speaking? What is the length of time in the movie?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm taking a shot here. My answer's in.
Mine's almost in 1 second. Okay.
All right, now let's hear. Ike, what'd you guess?
So I guess 30 seconds.
Oh, well, I guess 3 minutes.
The answer is 83 seconds.
Oh, so
Ooh.
that would be Ike. All right. So, Monica, that was Ike. So what's the final tally?
It was.
Have you
Isaac.
been keeping score?
Yes, I had to go back and look and see if Isaac got that one or not. Just calm down.
I just said he did.
Okay. So, final tally is Isaac with 8, Dave with 4.
Not my worst performance. So.
I want to point out I usually beat you at trivia. Trivia might not just not be your game. Isaac beat you, I beat you.
You beat me, huh?
Okay, now we're gonna have to play trivia.
We shall see.
We shall see.
I'm sorry. Yes, if we fucking have trivia questions about what your KitchenAid products come out, I'm not gonna win.
Supernatural trivia.
Oh, I'd whoop your ass.
We're gonna find out.
I would mop the floor with you.
Okay. Check in with us later, guys. We'll let you know.
Check in with me. That way you can get the real story, the true story.
Is literally just insinuating that I lie.
No, I say you cheat, not lie. I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing. No.
I am whooping your ass like sideways now. I was
Listen,
gonna go easy on you.
Monica, we're on the air.
I was about to make
Oh,
the joke. She's like,
did you
she
hear
turns
her?
away.
Did you hear? She was going to go easy on me.
I was, but not now. I am going balls to the walls, full throttle. I am going to wipe the floor with you.
I feel no threat. All right. Well, that concludes, thankfully, the painful trivia edition, or excuse me, portion of the Screams Family Holiday Special. Yet again, like so many times, Dave lost. But it was fun to play, and we all learned a little something today, particularly about Monica. But
I have a question.
sure. Okay.
Well, I was just curious. What is everybody's favorite Halloween tradition? What's like the one thing that just jumps out and says, okay, everything else I'm okay, I want, but that's the thing I have to have for it to be Halloween.
I have two. I love to carve a jack-o'-lantern, and I have to watch the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
I'm trying to think of mine. Kayla, do you have yours?
I know, I'm trying to think too.
Mine is I always watch all of the Halloween movies on Halloween. Now, since we've got so many now, I kind of split it up between the 30th and the 31st, but I do as much of it as I can on the 31st.
See, I typically like to, kill at least one or two people, bury them by the overpass. No, I'm kidding. No, I think for me, we always try and, me and Kayla, we always try and do some sort of like some kind of special meal on Halloween of some sort. And we always watch some sort of scary movie, if not multiple. So, but I think the other big thing is I always have to have some kind of candy, right? Gotta have some kind of candy. Gotta have some kind of sweets.
I think for me, it would be those cheap little sugar cookies that Pillsbury comes out with. Like the goat, we always get a pack every year for Halloween.
That's awesome.
Those are good.
They are very tasty. All right. I was just curious. I thought it would just be something fun.
I do coordinate it a lot with like appetizer snack type foods too, because that's typically what you end up making lots of times for dinner
I do. I
on
make
Halloween.
Halloween themed like
Appetizer
appetizer.
type thing. So
Yeah.
I think of those types of foods a lot, but I love carving jack-o'-lantern. I love whenever we do that. And then the big nail is watching Great Pumpkin. And I very much hope now that we've moved that we actually get trick-or-treaters this year.
Sure.
The last place we lived for what, 5 years, 6 years? And we got one trick-or-treater. One.
And one of our children accidentally scared it away.
Yes, scared them away. So I guess the net total is zero. We technically got none. So it made me sad, but I hope that's different here.
Me too. I've been introducing myself to neighbors and seeing if they have kids and letting them know we'll have candy.
There's actually children who ride their bikes in the neighborhood and things. So it's a totally different vibe from the neighborhood I lived in where we played a game called Shotgun or Thunder or Gunshot or Thunder. And yeah,
We
that's
have
cool.
bike riders in our neighborhood. That's not
Sure,
fair.
they got shot at.
Yes, they did. We had a guy get
A
shot at in front
drive-by
of our
shooting at
house.
a guy on a bike twice,
Yes, they missed him,
and they
went
missed
by,
him both.
turned around and came back and missed him a second time.
I don't
Dude's
know.
either so lucky or those people could not shoot.
And I don't know what they hit because there was, I don't know. But anyway, yes, I hope we have trick-or-treaters this year.
Me too.
So, all right. Well, then let's wrap this portion up. Monica, Kayla, thank you for coming on again and playing Halloween trivia with us. And this is our fourth Halloween special, and you guys have been on each one in some capacity, I believe. Or at least three of the four. I can't remember about that first one. But anyway, thank you for coming on, playing trivia. Giving Ike another win on his belt. So, but
Well, thank you for having us.
Yes.
yeah. Sure. Okay. And yeah, this is just the tune up from when I slay Monica in the Supernatural trivia.
Oh, okay.
Stay tuned.
I'm
Stay
gonna have
tuned.
to go back and make sure that his head wound from where he clearly fell and hit his head at some point is okay.
Okay.
No?
Stay tuned. I will give everybody an update in the future of how this turned out. So, all right. Thank you, wives, for joining us and playing trivia. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, excuse me, come back, Ike and I will wrap it up and close out the Halloween special. Okay, we're back here on Listen to the Screams. This is the fourth annual Screams Family Halloween special. And I guess in line with that, Ike, we just keep with the tradition that once again you defeated me in a trivia contest. I mean, I guess that's very appropriate for tradition here on the show. But no, it is always good fun to have the wives on and talk to them and do the Halloween trivia. It's a nice mix, right? We're used to our trivia just being based on Halloween movies, but it's nice to have a mix with some holiday stuff mixed in there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very interesting. And some of those questions, man, those percentages seem low to me, but I mean,
Yeah.
I guess they're not. I don't know. It's weird, but I guess not everyone is spooky like we are.
No, I think we have a bias, and that's okay because within our friends and our listeners, those percentages would be a lot higher, right? I feel
Oh,
like
yeah.
the majority of our listeners, if not all of our listeners, believe that ghosts are real, and as they well should. So once again, we'd like to wish everybody a happy Halloween. Thank you for listening to our show. Thank you for listening to our show every week, but thank you for listening to this special Halloween episode. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope you had fun listening to the trivia game and playing along. Maybe you learned something, but hopefully you were entertained. We do appreciate you guys listening to us. You have business-wise, right? There's calendar years and there's fiscal years. I always feel like our fiscal year kind of resets after Halloween. I don't know, it's just a mental thing. But hopefully, guys, let's just carry this over and let's keep the spookiness going. We will have a new episode next week coming up where we will be reviewing the fan film Halloween Aftermath, as we said in our last episode. So go watch that on YouTube. Come back at a regularly scheduled time Thursday for our review of that movie. So, Ike, as we prepare to put another nail in the coffin of this Halloween, is there anything you would like to say to our listeners?
Well, I guess the first thing would be is, as I said on the episode yesterday, hopefully you guys watched it, but I'll say it again just in case you didn't. Make sure you guys are staying safe out there. Take care of yourselves, take care of those people around you, be kind to one another, check your candy, spay and neuter your dogs and cats. I'm just kidding.
That's right.
But hopefully have a wonderful, happy Halloween, and everybody makes home safe and eats lots of candy.
That's right. Remember Sam's rules, right? Let's see, what are they? Always wear a costume.
Yep.
Always check your candy. Do not blow a jack-o'-lantern out before midnight. And there another one? What's the other one?
And so you shouldn't take down your
Your
don't take
deck.
down your decorations, and then don't mock spirits or something like that, or don't mess with the dead.
That's right. Just be respectful, right? Remember Halloween. It's Halloween till midnight, or until 11:59, I guess. So don't take down the decorations. Don't blow out the jack-o'-lanterns until that time. Do check your candy. There has always been that scare, even though it's never been super founded, of people
Yeah.
putting razor blades and needles, blah blah blah. But whatever. Check your candy, I guess. It's a rule. But no, have fun. Enjoy your Halloween. Hopefully, whether you bought it yourself or whether you went out to an event or trick-or-treating, you got lots of nice candy and treats to enjoy. Watch a spooky movie, to wind down your Halloween. Tomorrow will be November 1st, and it does not mean the spookiness slows down for us. Let's keep it rolling right here on Listen to the Screams. Follow us on social media. We're on all the platforms. Look for us. Show easy to find us. But until next episode, wherever you go, whatever you do, be good, be safe, and have many pleasant nightmares, and happy Halloween.